人人都会搜索你的。Welcome everyone to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohiniwa, and I hope everyone is having a good evening. Tonight, my featured guest is rap artist and songwriter, K.I. But before we get started, for all you artists, musicians, songwriters who would like to get your music played on the IL radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlent.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlent.com.
For those of you who may just be tuning in, tonight our featured guest is rap artist and songwriter, K.I. K.I., how are you doing this evening?
Fine, what's going down?
Nothing much. What are you up to?
The studio, tuning in with the radio station of y'all, and just basically chilling.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You were saying?
No, I'm just saying I was just wrapping up some tracks. I'm in the studio and just tuning in with y'all.
I want to thank you for being on with me this evening.
It's a pleasure being here.
Now, your name. I have to ask. It's unusual. But it's unique in its own way. How did you go about coming up with your name? And I know it's pronounced K-I, but it's spelled K-I-D-E. How did that come about?
Well, I came up with K.I. Growing up, I was always the person who just could be able to get up and just go kick it anytime, anywhere. You know, I just came to that point, and I was like, what could be a good artist name for me if I decide to come out and. It just came out, boom, K.I., and it was like, K.I., it means kicking it daily, every day, every way, and that's how I came about it. So instead of making it as K.I., I just put K.I. as in doing everything, as kicking it in every way. That's
okay.
How I came about it. So normally I'm like, like if you wasn't need me to come out that way, like the next day or so, I can get up and just go right now, book a flight, and I'm there. And that's what it means, kicking it anytime.
Okay.
You know, so that's where K.I. came from.
You can just get up and move and just do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
Is that one up?
Oh, okay. You have been in the industry for a little while.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been in the industry itself?
For some years. Since I was 5 years old, I've always been into music from churches and, you know, just growing up in all the atmosphere and going to events and everything like that. Just listening to other artists had inspired me to just get into the music process, and that's where it all came about. I've been producing and writing for at least about a good 35 years now.
Okay. Because you've been in the industry for so long, who inspired you as a child?
Actually, the people that that I used to, when I used to go to church and getting into the choirs and stuff like that, the people around me in my church is mainly what inspired me to really get into the music and stuff. Doing church plays and getting in bands and all that stuff, being a part of something, you know, that I like doing. The people around me, my even my uncle, my grandma, and all that, they the ones that really inspired me.
Okay. Now, what was your first break in the industry? And if any, what were your initial challenges when you started?
My first break was I started recording. I did my first recording at one of my friend's house. He had a recording studio, and they were plugged into Polydor Records during the time, and they were doing a commercial. We had a restaurant out here called Snap, and he wanted me to do a jingle, and that's when I first got my break into the music segment of doing a jingle for a restaurant called Snaps back in the day.
Okay. Now, did you have any challenges once you got into the industry itself?
Not really. It was just a hobby thing, you know, always for me to do, and I never see anything as a challenge. It was just being around those, you know, trying to get to those that I can get known for. That's the most challenge, you know, that I have been through mainly. But other than that, it was the hobby, going through and just making all connections and everything else, and going from there, you know, just trying to get in and just being a part of the music aspect in the industry.
Okay. As you said, it was a hobby for you. When did you realize that this was what you were going to do in life?
Just being around people that does the music, you know. Basically, that's when I decided to be like, when I want to be like certain people, you know, that's doing their thing and seeing them up on stage. I'm like, that's what I want to be, you know, or be in a recording studio recording some people or making music in production like that, you know. That's the main thing.
So it was more of the production side that caught your interest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So because of the production side, as a artist and a songwriter, and you said you've done music producing as well. Do you have your own indie label?
Yeah, I started out, I wanted to become a label because I wanted to bring other artists up under me. So I started out as Station Side Records. And as I progressed, I had got some artists up under me and start producing as well, and started going forward from there, and just kept pushing from there.
Okay. So, under you, how many artists would you say you have currently?
Right now, I have like two artists right now.
Okay.
Beforehand, when I had 85 records, I had around about 10 artists from up here in Ohio. And since then, it just stay on ways, certain ways, and I just kept moving in my way of becoming my own artist as well, and just start just doing KI, you know. Mm-hmm. And then after that, after Station Side Records, I changed the whole name to Station Side Entertainment. Then I want to be able to bring my own thing for Station Side Entertainment. And I'll keep doing the same thing that I was doing in a whole different way, because during that time I had, I was going to studios, you know, paying out money. And I was like, I don't want to pay money no more. Get my own facility and start doing everything on my own and controlling things up under my label the way I am now.
Okay. Now, with your music, what is the inspiration behind your music?
Embracing the culture and doing the love of music aspect, you know, through the business. Just being just trying to bring, most likely, and just become it, you know.
So, your passion for music, when did that begin?
The passion of my music began actually start taking its ways when I had joined a band. And I was a keyboard musician then with the band and going in. And I just kept going on. Just like any other artist or whatever their passion is, it's most likely in the same range as, you know, being a part of it and expressing, being with the culture, changing with it as well, and just keep rolling with it, you know.
Okay. Now, what is your creative process when you're writing your music?
My career process?
Yeah.
Just to be able to guide those in the right way that that's looking to try to become something, or you know, they have a passion as well, then showing them the ways of how to make their self become as a career entity for the music industry, and be a mentor or model of those who may need help or so, you know.
Okay. Now, as a writer, when did you begin writing your lyrics?
I started writing actually probably when I was like maybe 10 or 11 years old, when I first started writing. And what led me to actually start writing, because I had a teacher that had showed me how to do certain parts of writing, of you know, making a story, writing a book and all that stuff. And that's how I gradually start learning how to write, and then making the music aspect of writing. Once once my teacher had taught me that back in actually elementary, from there, I was just writing. I got notebooks of all types of writing, so that's what I start actually writing. It's around about 10 years old.
Okay. So you started writing at 10, and your music, how old were you when you started putting your music together?
My first recording at my buddy's house is when I really start putting the lyrics that I've been writing for years, going into the studio and putting it with the music. So that's been, say, around about 16 is when I started recording.
Okay. Now, with this particular song that you have that you have out right now, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
When was this song released?
It was released last year in November.
Okay.
I did the song actually in last year of June. And then I had some technical difficulties in my studio. It shut down on me, and I had to get things revamped. And when I got it back together, I did all the production and master work and got it all together. Then I went through, went through a company out of Canada. It's called Yangaroo. And they helped me release the music out in November on your platform.
What I want to do is I want my listeners to get a taste of your music. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play your single, I Appreciate You.
I'ma leave this low, laser show. Break it down with the sound, K.I. gets crowned. I'm back in the town, in and out of rebound. Then I mix with the tricks, drip from the licks. Money bag if fits, throw the mud to the sticks.
That's right.
Maintaining on a level, from the stop and the go. Seeing my shit from a Canada lake, yeah, bring it in and them low. Top, top, baby. Best. Still with the lane to the day that I rest. Don't care how you think, man, that's how you feel. And if you don't like it, cross my mother.
Thanks for keeping me up.
Thank you.
it. Watch out for the seller in the heat for the streets of
killing. Keeping me up. Thanks for keeping me around.
Very white, baby. Very white.
Cause there's never ever you, baby. Keeps me so profound. The things you do for me.
Very white, baby. Very white, baby. Very white, baby.
Yeah.
In the Know with Ohiniwa, every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. You just listened to I Appreciate You, a song by my featured guest this evening, songwriter, rapper, K.I. But before we get started with the second half of our show, I would like to share with the audience an IL Radio Show contest that is now open and will end on March 19th.
Hello, everyone. This is Roz from the Getting Real with Roz show. I have something exciting to share with you. We have a contest giveaway of my music. Yay! Eligibility. This contest giveaway will be open to the general public. IL Radio hosts or anyone affiliated with IL Radio are prohibited from entering the contest. There will be two winners. The contest will begin on February 19, 2024 at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and end 1 month later on March 19th. 2024 at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Both winners will be announced on the March 2024 segment of IL Radio News and Review. The rules are that you must be at least 18 years of age to participate. Only one entry per person. Winners must be willing to call into the Getting Real with Ross show, date to be announced. All entries submitted after the contest end date will be ineligible for the contest giveaway. Each participant must fill out an entry form to be eligible for the contest giveaway. Each winner will receive a downloadable copy of Roz's CD, Put Me In Your Pocket. The download will include 7 of Roz's newest hits, front back covers, and song inserts. Prize valued at $7 each copy. Good luck, radio family. I'm excited, y'all.
Now that you know about the contest, make sure to put in your entry as soon as possible. As again, the contest deadline is March 19th. Just so there are no surprises, here is a snippet of the songs that are on the album.
Everybody say, holler.
If you got someone, then let the world know.
Dime, que me escuche.
Dime, dime.
Say it.
I don't need nobody to dance with. I have fun as long as my music is playing along with my favorite song. That's why I came along. I'm gonna get my moves on.
Everybody, get on the floor.
Baby, you're losing.
Baby, you're losing.
You just listened to a snippet of songs from the Put Me in Your Pocket album. If you want a chance to win a copy of the album songs in MP3 version, along with the covered art and song inserts, you will need to submit your entry form at www.infinitelent.com/contest. It's just that simple.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music, video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go!
Again, I have artist and songwriter K.I., and we are here this evening going over who his creativity as an artist and who he is as a person. So, K.I., can you now walk us through the story or message behind the song that I just played earlier entitled I Appreciate You?
Yeah, Appreciate You is actually it's a song for the inspiration of peace, togetherness, and love from one another, and to remind others also that their appreciation being into others' lives through the bad and good times, through the course of our times of living.
Okay. Now, was this something that I know in most cases they say they go through it? Was this something that you went through, or was this something that came to you at the time?
Actually, it came from looking at the news of all the hectic that's going on and so much, you know, hate and discouragement that's just going on in the world. And I just came up with it, like, yeah, we need some love out here, you know. We need some togetherness, and bam, and just like appreciation. People need to start appreciating a little bit more. Some people need to hear it. Well, a lot of people needed to hear it, and that's how it just came about. It's like that's how appreciation just came about from all the heck that just being around. And I just came up with the concept of, like, yeah, appreciation.
No. Okay. Now, this song, or maybe not even this song, did anyone else collaborate with you?
No. That's all me. The whole song is all me, from the all the way to the singing, everything's me.
Now, have you as an artist and producer ever collaborated with other artists?
Not in this moment of time, but I would love to if anybody would like to try to collab something and try to do something.
Okay. Now, as an artist and being in the industry that you, for so long, have you, performance-wise, performed in front of a live audience?
Yeah, mostly. When I did banding, I performed it in the Cleveland areas, and from there, let's see. The normally what I used to do was I put on shows and then do my performance. So I have performed for audiences before.
No, because you performed live, Did you ever dealt with performance anxiety before?
No, when I'm ready to hit the stage, it's just a turn on switch. I'm just ready to kick it. Like, yo, KI, what's going down, you know? No, I don't.
Have you ever yourself wanted to open for any particular artist?
Sure, like 50 Cent or any old school pioneers or any new young pioneers. Sure, I'd love to open up for say like a LL Cool J or like like the Baby or Lil Baby. No, anyone like that.
Okay. As an artist, what would you say was your biggest highlight in your career thus far?
My biggest highlight probably would be did a show out at in Utica on the Army base a while back.
Uh-huh. What was that like?
It was pretty nice during that time. There was a comedian, I forget her name. She was an actor, and I had opened up for their show, and the crowd was pretty hyped because I came out beatboxing because I like to beatbox, and during that time I had a video then of what I shot, which was called Kicking It Daily, and they had a big screen, and I told them, can I perform with my video on the screen during that time, and haven't nobody did it, and they queued it up, and I went out there and did my video, and did the music right then and there on the stage.
Okay. As an artist, would you say that where you live at has either hindered or helped with your writing process?
Really wasn't no hinder. You know, I gradually be writing at times. You can say I gradually got better on my writing. So.
Okay. And why would you say that it has gotten better?
Using a better metaphors.
Okay.
And getting to the point, basically, of everything instead of going around it a lot.
Yeah, because your writing's gotten better, as you said. What is your favorite part about what you do?
Putting the music together and then just going over and over until I come with a good feeling that boom, this is it. That's the part to do it as, you know. That's the good part about making the music.
Now, you wear many hats. Singer, songwriter, producer. Which would you say is the hardest?
None of them. It's mostly
okay.
All easy.
Okay. Then, out of the three, which one would you say gets more of your attention when you're
the
in the studio?
The music.
Okay.
Music. For me.
And why is that?
Because I like to play around and listen to sounds and seeing if I can marinate it together with other soundings.
Okay. But I appreciate you as a songwriter. How long did it take you to come up with that particular song?
The music itself took around about maybe 10 minutes. And then gradually, probably like a couple of days when it came to the lyrics, I wanted to make sure I just have a punch coming out with it. And once that hit, everything just comes together from there.
What music artist would you say has been a big influence on your music career?
There's a lot of artists that I can really say, but there's a lot of artists that I can actually say or pertain to, but one of the main ones is probably LL Cool J.
Okay.
Nelly.
You said LL Cool J.
Yeah. LL Cool J, DMX. Nelly. Even like Dougie Fresh back in the day. All them cats. A lot of pioneers.
No, the first one you said was LL Cool J. Why?
Yes.
LL being the strongest influence.
LL's an extraordinary artist. He, when he had came out and did the I Need a Beat, and I had saw Crush Groove back in the day, the movie, and they show a little image when he come in there with that box and just start going off, and I was like, yeah, right there. And then when he did the switch with I Need Love, when I'm alone in your room, sometimes I stare at the wall, that cut right there, how he just switched it all the way up.
Okay. At any time during your musical career, was there any songs that you wrote that was based solely on an event that happened in your life?
Kicking It Daily was my was our main song that I performed throughout when I first made my CD. My CD was called Station Side. So I performed that song mostly at the events and anywhere that I could possibly do.
Now, out of all the songs that you have written, is there one, I mean, besides Kicking It Daily, because that was your very first, you know, song. Are there any other songs that are true to heart to you?
There's a song that I did was called You're So Sexy. And another song called Another Level. And Do It This Way.
And You're So Sexy, why was that one of the ones that hit you?
Oh, it was something that I wanted glorify for the women out there, to let them know that they're so sexy.
Now, personally, how often do you actually listen to music? I mean, when you're not working, when you're just relaxing, how often do you listen to music?
Not too often. If I listen to music, it'd be like going on a trip in my car, listening to the radio, so stuff like that. But I really don't listen as much as I normally do. And probably the main reason why that is because if you start listening to a lot of other music or whatever, you'll start getting that vibe and trying to, you know, copy them. It'll come through your system somehow, and you'll be sound like that same person or whatever. And I don't want to try to sound like nobody else. I just want to sound like me, because I have my own style and stuff. But I listen to, like, who's on the charts, to see where I can become at and be at, and try to stay upon that level in my own way.
Does that happen, well, in your beginning stages, in your early stages, did that happen a lot? Or were you able to be in control of that and just do your own thing?
Yeah, mostly I just be in control, just be doing my own thing.
Okay. Now, if you were to give advice to a new artist that is trying to come out, what advice would you give them?
Don't be discouraged of those that tell you you're not it. You know, take that advice and become better, or whatever it is that you do. Don't be down on yourself. just because somebody don't feel you in the way that you want them to, but become better and doing it in your own way and keep at it.
The best advice that was ever given to you?
Just keep on doing what I do. Don't let nothing stop you.
You're all right. Do you have an IG page or any other social media where my listeners or your fans
can
follow you?
Yeah, you can. you can go to my website, stationsideentertainment.com, and I'm on Had It. Go to Had It and look me up, and you'll see all the social media lanes on there. So I'm on Amazon, Spotify. You can go to Spotify, look up KI. Appreciate you. SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, Pandora. Yeah, you can go to all those. My Facebook is called IC.
KI, I want to thank you for being on my show this evening and sharing who you are as an artist.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
I also want to thank all my listeners for tuning in this evening. My next show will be on March 21st at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During the show, I will be highlighting various independent artists and their music. Make sure to check out March's edition of In the Mix with DJ Shaheen, which broadcast on March 7th. Also, make sure to stay tuned into Getting Real with Raw show, which will air on March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All IL Radio Show segments are available on demand for your listening pleasure. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in. Everyone, have a nice evening. Good night.